Good afternoon, audio boomers. I hope you're all faring well and having an excellent weekend. I've just come back from church on a very damp, dreich afternoon, but it's quite mild out here right now. And as you will hopefully hear when this truck goes by, there's a ton of birds out here right now, and they're all very happy. So I thought I'd bide a wee while and record some of them. There are blue jays and sparrows, and possibly a couple of finches. And a dog! Now, the temperature is supposed to get colder this evening, but it's not going to be nearly as brutal as it has been the past couple of weeks. Well, I just got back from a truly lovely service that I enjoyed immensely. Today is the 50th anniversary of the ordination of my church's associate minister. He officially retired 10 years ago, but he does come back on occasion to preach when he's needed or invited. He talked today about how he got started, and he said he had absolutely no conception as a young minister what he was really in for. His first parish was a small town way up in Aberdeenshire in Scotland, but then a few years later, he ended up preaching in the slums of Glasgow, which must have been a really interesting experience. This would have been back in the 60s. But then for various reasons, he moved to our glorious country of Canada, and to our great good fortune, he ended up in my church. But what I found especially interesting about his sermon today was that he talked about his own belief in God, not why we should believe in God, but why he does. He said, "I cannot categorically prove before you leave this room that God exists, but I can tell you why I think he does." So he described his own convictions and his own faith journey. And I found that a really refreshing change, because a lot of ministers, understandably so, will talk about what beliefs we should have, why we should believe in God, and have certain ethics or morals or convictions, but they don't really expound at length upon their own journey of faith. So I was actually really grateful to him today that he did. Well, what else was I going to talk about? Ah, yes. I'm following this lovely Irish lass on Audioboom called Sabrina McKiernan, and I'm really enjoying her posts. She's a wonderful singer, but she's also very funny and interesting. She said something the other day in one of her boos that really made me laugh. It was something to the effect of, "Oh, I hope I finally got Gwen Tlian's username right, because if I didn't, she'll probably come and hit me over the head with something." Well, I burst out laughing as soon as I heard that, because I'm ashamed to admit I actually have hit somebody over the head in my lifetime. I shouldn't laugh, really. No harm was done, and it was when I was a lot younger. I wouldn't do that now. But yes, believe it or not, I actually have hit somebody over the head twice. I am ashamed to confess that I have a quick temper, and I always have had. It doesn't last long, but I will occasionally say or do things that I shouldn't, just because my ire is aroused. I've never hit anyone with a slate, as Anne of Green Gables did. But, yes, I've whacked somebody over the head, all right. The first time it happened, I think the person totally deserved it, and I have no regrets whatsoever. When I was in grade 5, I was the only girl in a class of all boys, and they were terrible teases. One of them was worse than the others, and he knew how much it bothered me. I was a very sensitive lass, but he would just keep doing it anyway. So one day, we were in science class, and I'm not sure what he said to get my dander up, but I'd had enough. I'd taken this bloody teasing all year, and I was finally sick and tired of it, so I recall vividly that I had just finished pouring something out of a plastic bottle into a vessel for mixing, and I took this plastic bottle that was now empty, and I walked up to this kid, and I whopped him across the head with it. And I didn't care. And in fact, the teacher had seen me do it, and afterwards she said, "Good for you. He deserved that." The second time I did it, well, yes, I'm rather ashamed of that, because I used an obstacle that I shouldn't have used. Again, I was young, and my brother and I were fighting. He was even younger than I was, and kids will do stupid things from time to time. He had picked up some remarks, I don't know where, possibly from his friends at school, or possibly from some adults who were stupid enough to make these remarks around children. He had some friends, one in particular, whose parents were not very subtle when it came to things like that. So this one day, we were doing dishes, and I was drying. I had a roasting pan lid in my hand, and my brother said something really offensive to me about one of my Jewish friends. So that aroused my anger, and I'm afraid to say I whacked him over the head with the roasting pan lid, and I really shouldn't have done that because it was made of metal and it could have caused some damage. Thank God it didn't. It did not. And he was perfectly fine, but I really shouldn't have done that. That one I do regret. Then my mom came into the room and she saw the roasting pan lid and she said, "Shannon, why is there a dent in the roasting pan lid?" Oops. Oh dear. I laugh, but this is something that I would never do nowadays, unless it was a matter of self-defense. So no, even if you do get my username wrong, I'm not going to come along and hit you on the head. Anyhow, I thought I would go in because it was just getting really damp out there. I wish the sun would come out. But sadly, it's not going to. We're actually going to get some snow flurries. Besides, I need to get some lunch of some kind. I have some lentil soup that I might have. I think it's lentil and bacon or something. I've had it before. It's quite good. It comes out of a can, but, you know, still very tasty. I have this postage stamp-sized kitchen, so cooking is kind of hard. But yes, I shall go off and eat some lunchification. Speak to you soon, folks.